This week's parashah is Tazria, which means she conceives. It covers Leviticus 12, 1 through 13. Parashah Tazria begins with the law of ritual impurity and purity as it pertains to childbirth. A new mother is treated as nidah, a woman on her cycle, and is considered impure and not allowed in the sanctuary for 40 days, if it's a boy, or 80 days, if it's a girl. On the eighth day, a boy must be circumcised, and once the woman is considered clean, she must bring a year-old sheep as a burnt offering and a dove as a sin offering. If she is poor, she can bring two doves, and that will suffice. If someone was diagnosed with a skin disease, they were forced to leave all three of the camps of the Jewish people: the camp of the Mishkan, the tabernacle itself, the camp of the Levites and the priests, the camp of all other chosen people tribes. In the time of the temple, the Metzora, the diseased or leprous ones, had to leave all the walled cities of Israel. This was a state of total banishment or exclusion. Adonai's instructions on this matter were specific and were expected to be followed if you hoped to re-enter the camp after having leprosy or skin diseases. If you had a skin disease, you had to remain outside the camp in order to prevent others from being contaminated. You're required to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," to warn others not to approach you. When an unclean person came in contact with a clean person, the clean person was no longer clean. For leprosy, a priest would put his hands on you during the cleansing and purification process only when he was certain that you had been healed. A little bit of faith there. The scriptures include several stories of encounters with lepers. For example, in Matthew 8, a crowd gathered around Yeshua, and a leper knelt before him saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The Lord says to him, Messiah stretched out his hand and touched the leper and said, "I am willing, be clean." Immediately, the leper was cleansed. The significance of this event is that Yeshua touched the leper when nobody would, and nor did he become unclean, but rather the leper became clean. Brothers and sisters, when Yeshua spent time with sinners, he never became tainted with our sin. His health and purity were greater than the sin and our sickness. We may not have his same abilities, but we do have a calling and a commandment from the Lord to spread the good news, which means when we are among sinners, we must not participate in their sin. This is a challenge for us. We are to bring salt and light to those outside our midst, but not to let the darkness from outside come into our lives or to lose our distinctive flavor as those following Messiah.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 through 20 describes the four leprous men sitting at the gates of Samaria. Hopefully you know this story. They were sitting there during a famine, and because there were lepers, they were not allowed into the city. The people in the city were starving to death because they were under siege by the Syrians. The lepers took their chance and they went to the Syrian camp, hoping to find some food. When they arrived there, they were astonished to find only the animals, horses, donkeys, and food, but no soldiers. God had miraculously set the soldiers fleeing. The four lepers ate some food and hid some treasures, but quickly they realized they could not keep this to themselves as long as the people in the city were starving to death. Brothers and sisters, they had some good news to share, just like us. So they informed the gatekeeper and gathered the Samaritans from the food of the Syrian camp, and they were delivered. We are very much like those lepers trapped inside the city of Samaria. Our only hope of redemption is the death and resurrection of Yeshua and his choosing us to do his work. This is what sets us free from the leprosy and our sin and condemnation. The four lepers had a very important choice to make. They discovered extremely good news and they did not keep it to themselves, but told others. In the same way, God commands us to spread the good news. Even if people regard us like a leper, brother and sisters, the Lord delights to use unlikely people to accomplish his purposes. In Matthew 9, 20 and 22, a woman who has been bleeding for 12 years, who was in the crowd, touches the fringe of Yeshua's garment. This woman would have been considered unclean, yet her faith was strong enough to motivate her to approach Yeshua. The Messiah in turn and say, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." Yeshua did not become unclean by her touch. Instead, instantly this woman was healed. Yeshua went outside the camp to cleanse the people and bring them back inside the camp. Thank God, the God of Israel, the Lord Yeshua visits and heals us outside the camp. When Yeshua touched the leper and the woman touched the hem of his garment, their unclean individuals were in contact with the very presence of God. Yeshua's response on both occasions indicates that with his presence, with the presence of God incarnate in a human body, a change has occurred. The presence of Elohim was no longer confined to a special hill in Jerusalem, but stood in the midst of the people. Yeshua did not become unclean in having contact with the unclean. With the coming of Yeshua, something greater than the temple and the laws of the Torah was with us, God Emmanuel. Brothers and sisters, do you feel like a leper, like you're outside the camp, that you're unclean and unacceptable because of the hurts and the sins of your past? You need to know that there is nothing that you have done that cannot be overcome by the forgiveness of God through repentance. Nothing is beyond Adonai Eloheinu's reach or touch. God can make you clean. Jesus can make you kosher. Satan would have us believe that we are too far gone and can never be worthy to be with God. And you know what? We are not worthy. We cannot earn it. Atonement, becoming clean, forgiveness, and eternal life are free gifts if we simply accept God's grace and yield to him. Last week, Dave gave us the Parasha Shemini, and in there was the ordination of Aaron. And in that time, not long before that, when Moses went up on the mountain and God gave him the law, Aaron was down in the camp doing what? Making a golden calf. And what are those first few commandments that God gives us? I shall not make an idol and love another God before me, right? Here's Aaron doing this terrible thing, and yet God knows exactly what he's done, and what does he make him? The priest. So if you would have been there that day and you'd have seen Aaron, you would have thought he made that golden calf, he's surely going to die today. Yet God uses him to be the priest. Paul was a murderer. If you think God can't use you, you're wrong. Brother and sisters, do not remain as a spiritual leper like the rest of humanity. Become the beautiful bride of Messiah Yeshua. If God has made you clean, will you not renew your commitment to him and seize the opportunities to talk to those outside the camp? Amen.